I can speak to Mr. Ewing, please.
Hello?
Is that Paul?
Hello?
Hi, Paul. I'm Michael from MMA Legal. We're helping you with your redress case.
Yes.
You okay to have a chat with me for a couple of minutes, Paul?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Just to let you know, Paul, all our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Yeah.
As I said earlier, Paul, my name's Michael. I'm a senior investigator at MMA Legal. It's my job to get to know you, get to know your case, and gather the information. My job isn't to, I'm not going to go through your statements, Paul. You've already sent us that.
Yeah.
I'm not, I don't wish to drag you over, you know, them emotional calls at the minute.
Yeah, well, mate, go over that again, kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't need
it's
to.
It does, it gives us, that's all
we
think about it.
Yeah, I get that, buddy. It's
horrible places to be in.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. I've seen some of the horror stories and, you know.
The people that deserve to be locked up, they're monsters.
Yeah, of course. Hopefully, you know, we'll get you some recognition.
Yeah.
From the Scottish Government, so what's happened to you. And, you know, compensation, but
yeah.
I'm going to be really honest with you, Paul. The money's not going to fix, you know, what's happened to you in the past. It's not. It may go some way of, you know, helping you in the future.
Help me and my family.
Yeah. So obviously I'm not going to go over your what happened to you in care.
Yeah.
My job is to more to understand and find out, you know, what's happened to you since your time in care in your adulthood. Yeah. So whether that be, you know, you suffer with depression, anxiety, PTSD, yeah. alcohol, yeah. or any sort of substance abuse and issues, yeah. what I'll then do, Paul, is I'll write to those relevant authorities
yeah.
and I'll build a picture for you. On how your time in care has affected you into your adult life.
Yeah.
Is that okay, Mr. Ewan?
Yeah, fine.
So I am going to have to ask you some tough questions, buddy, but
I
would be doing you a disservice if I didn't.
Yeah.
Do you suffer with any sort of depression, Paul, or anxiety?
Yeah.
Okay.
Suffer with depression and prescribed pregabalin. For a generalized anxiety disorder.
And has what, sorry, an anxiety disorder?
Yeah, it's called GAD, generalized anxiety disorder. I can't be diagnosed though due to cannabis.
Okay, so you're currently smoking cannabis, are you?
I've smoked it for 35 years.
Okay. No problem. Yeah, no, that's fine.
I didn't get the rehab because
of the cannabis.
Yeah, I'm on a lot of prescription meds.
Yeah. Have you ever tried to come off the cannabis?
Yeah.
Oh, how was the psychosis or?
It just got a bit too much. 13 days, I managed the last.
Yeah. Okay.
It's hard when, smoked every day, it's just kind of hard, and it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I know a few of my friends who've spiralled into psychosis and coming off cannabis.
I can see that happening. Like what's happening with the care homes at the minute? It's the addiction, the services, other stories. They need to be told as well, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, of course.
It's like, they've got cancer patients going last 2 years of his life, and then make him go 6 days a week.
Yeah, it's mental.
It's just ridiculous. It's like they deserve human rights.
Yeah, it does. I do need to ask you one really tough question.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to take your own life, buddy?
No.
Okay. The reason I asked that is because obviously I was the road to the relevant hospital.
Yeah.
And got all of that information. Okay, so what I'm going to do, with your permission, Paul, is I'm going to write to your GP. I obviously won't tell them why I'm writing.
Yeah.
But I'll request all of your medical information.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, can I take your GP's name and Dr. Sergio, please?
Yeah, that's GP W. Costly.
Costly?
Yeah.
Is there a T in there or just Costly?
Costly. Costly. Oh, yeah. Costly. Okay.
Okay, and a GP surgery, please, Paul?
It's Stuarton Medical Practice.
Stuarton?
Stuarton.
There you go.
Stuarton.
And whereabouts that, buddy?
East Ayrshire. Stuarton, it's like near Kilmarnock.
Yeah, some problem. I just need direction, really. And I'll go out and find her. Do you see, have you sought any sort of psychiatric help or?
Yeah. I've got a psychiatrist. It's using my prescriber on my medication.
Okay.
Most of them. His name's Dr. Gaze.
Was that through your GP, was it?
No, it's because I'm on a methadone program.
You're on a methadone program?
Yeah, I've been for 32 years.
Okay, what's your counsellor called, buddy? What's your counsellor called? Psychiatrist?
Counsellor? Oh, psychiatrist. Who prescribes me.
Yeah, what's the psychiatrist's name?
It's Dr. Gaze.
Gaze?
Gaze, yeah.
As in G-A-Y?
G-A-Z-E.
Oh, Gaze, as in looking. Okay.
Put the G out, you'd miss the G out, put an M, it'd be the maze.
Yeah, no problem. Where's that? where does she practice out of?
He's out of East Ayrshire Addiction Services.
Okay.
He's caused me a lot of stress, this person.
Okay, so I'm going to write to your GP. I'm going to write to the East Asia Addiction Services. I want to gather as much information as I can. I'm going to write to the three care settings, local authorities that I've got for you, which is Galen Boys, Stevenson Open House, and Care Law.
What was one in Dumbarton?
Gailand Boys School, Dumbarton.
Gailand?
Yeah, G-E-I land. Does that ring any bells?
Mm-hmm. G-E-A?
G-E-I.
G-E-I.
You were there when you were 14. I was placed in Galen Boys School in Dumbarton, where I stayed for a few months.
Yeah, it was on like getting to my room for the bills going. That's right.
Yeah,
okay. It was New Year's Eve, fogging in.
Yeah, I was beating the center of the room where the bell. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. And then that's a couple of months. Then they moved me to Bathead. It was like a more of a hostel.
Is that the open house, is it?
Yeah, it was like sharing a room with about five or six other people. They're able to go out and smoke cannabis outside. It would roll your joint inside, but you go outside and smoke it outside at the gate.
Yeah.
Or they wouldn't take me full time either.
Okay.
After that, because there's too many cannabis smokers. There's all my workers there. My social worker was Graham Boyd. You've got all that information.
Yeah, I've got it all, yeah. I haven't got a Graham Boyd, though.
Hmm?
I haven't got a Graham Boyd. Is that in Stevenson House?
No, that was my social worker.
Oh, okay. Let me,
You wouldn't believe it now, but he's a head man in this area.
Let me say his name. What's his name, sorry?
Graham Boyd.
Graham Boyd.
He's a bit of a silly guy, he made a bit of an idiot of him. I'm in two IT groups as well, but they've got my work on that there. Jack Perry, Rosemount. And the other IT group is John Ferguson.
Okay,
so I'll write to all the relevant authorities, Paul.
Right.
When I get the information, buddy, do you want me to send you a copy of everything?
Yeah, please, if you don't mind.
No,
I've also with Easters and Addiction Services, and then I've also got a CPN, if you want his name, and I've got...
What's a CPN?
It's a community psychiatric nurse. You've got to have one.
East
Health and Addiction Services. I've got radar as well. Is it the Northwest Centre, Western Road in Clamart?
What's your CPN? What's your CPN's name, buddy?
It's Chris Pendrell.
Friend Pendrell, P-E-N.
Pendrell, yeah.
Okay.
And then I've just got a psychologist as well, had the first appointment. Her name's Lorna Bott, I think it is.
Lorna what, sorry?
Lorna Bott.
And did you get it through your GP?
No, it's through the East Nelson Addiction Services.
Okay, I'll get all that information from them.
I'm on 90 mils a day of methadone. I'm on 10 tablets, 11 tablets a day, really, 9, 10 in the morning. 4 diazepam, 2 pregabalin, 3 pregabalin, sorry. 3 Seroquel, the real name is quetiapine. Lansoprazole, and I'm a pazepine at night. It's a lot of medication.
Yeah. Why? Can I ask you, Paul, why you're on the methadone? Did you have issues with heroin?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Okay.
Mate, I was started to marzipan, I did get 13. Believe it or not.
Oh. Okay.
You know, people wonder why I remember my past. It's because you're never going to forget these places.
No amount of drugs that you take, you're probably going to suppress that what's happened to you in the past either, is there, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Okay. So you off all the drugs? Are you off the heroin and that now, or are you just on the cannabis?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what I'll do, Paul, is once I get all this information, I'll share it with you. Me and you will go through everything together.
Yeah.
And make sure that we've crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's. We'll go through each care setter and make sure we've got absolutely everything statement-wise we need. Between now and then, Paul, it may be worth you, it's totally optional, having a think about getting a witness statement or me speaking to somebody who's seen the effects of your drug addiction and your obviously mental health issues in your adult life.
Okay.
But like I said, don't need that now. We'll have a think about that between us later on in the process.
Yeah.
What will happen then, Paul, is we will submit all our findings to the Scottish Redress. We'll get what's called a panel date. From the panel date, we'll then hopefully get an offer. Our lawyer here, Matt, he'll advise you whether to accept or reject that offer.
Yeah.
And we go from there.
Okay.
Is that okay, Paul?
Yeah, it's fine, really.
Okay. Do you understand everything? Do you have any questions for me on the process?
Yeah. I'm just wanting the end name of the Dumbarton one. I've got the G, starts with G-E-I.
G-E-I-L-A-N-D.
G-E-I-L-A-N-D.
Boys' School in Dumbarton.
So it's not Jailsland, it's just Jailand.
Yeah.
I just remember I was under arrest New Year's Eve. My name, I got away, so did somebody else. My name get put in, but if you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I don't deal with the police. I was like at 14, 15. It's down my, I've put it down. Gave Billy more information on WhatsApp. Like 14, 15, and my friend got pulled in 5 nights in a row for strip searches of the same two cops. And that stuck there. Never found anything. But I made a job in Alba.
Yeah.
I put another layer on every night, so it was the fifth night I had 4 layers on. 13-year-old in front of my mum and two other witnesses. My mum sadly passed. The sergeant banged my head clean off the table at 13 years old. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm so sorry you've been through that, buddy. You've been massively let down.
Yeah, big time, but
massively. Which has kind of kicked you into a different life.
But yeah, like this Dr. Cosley, before I caught 4 charges with my neighbours, I asked him to be locked up for my own safety and others. And
yeah.
He laughed at me. And I ended up catching 4 charges with neighbours. Which is still paying for it.
Yeah.
Just constant pain. I was looking at Kellaw. And I'm looking up at the school unit and I'm hearing Bulger, Thompson and Venables were hiding them up there.
Really, yeah?
Yeah, man. I'm like, no. I'm like, kids couldn't get near them. They didn't spend a day. They didn't spend a day in jail.
But they always did for the poor kid as well.
I know. It's like 7 years. My cousin just got six years for Rockamite and riots.
Yeah.
But he got reduced to 4.5.
Yeah, there's no justice for these type of people, buddy. I can't say too much, obviously, because the calls are recorded. And
yeah, that's it.
Obviously, I'm working under the, in a law firm, but, there's no justice. If they're still alive after what they've done to people, there's no justice, let's just say.
Nah, that's it. We still remember it like the GS will do.
Yeah.
Like, put my door in and how's that, like, grab me by the arms, one grab me by the legs. It's 14, 15 year old, that's not on.
No, it's disgusting behaviour.
And then, well, Christmas, I thought I was going to Jules Lynn School. I had to sit through chapel. I think that should not be right either.
No.
I can't see who's getting a win.
No. Okay, well, what I'll do, Paul, is I'll continue with your case. I just need to explain some bits with you.
In this case, is that a case one?
No. This is we've gathered all of your information for you. I've got to go out and chase it down now. That's my job.
Right.
It's to maximise your and substantiate your claim with support and evidence. That's what I do for you. Just to get you, obviously, the maximum recognition for everything that's happened to you and, obviously, as much compensation as we possibly can.
Yeah.
I just need to go back through some of the options for you as well, obviously, because due to the sensitivity and nature of these cases, I need you to fully understand our fees and what other options are out there for you. Is that okay, Paul?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So just to let you know, Paul, you could apply to Scottish Regis for compensation yourself without the help of a law firm. Obviously, that would entail you finding, you know, support and evidence yourself, submitting that case and then trusting the Scottish Government to pay you and treat you fairly.
Not a chance.
you know, yeah, well, you've already been let down by these institutions before, haven't you? So,
yeah.
There are other law firms out there, Paul, that won't charge you any fees.
Yeah.
They get paid a government legal fee from a government legal fee scheme, where they get paid £2,000 whether you win, lose, or draw. So they won't cost you any money. What I can tell you, I can't go into how they work or their practices. It would be wrong of me to do so. But what I can tell you is we don't participate in that scheme. We've actually rejected it. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government. We want to make sure that we work our hardest to get you the maximum amount of money as we possibly can.
Yeah,
and the way which we do that is through what's called a no-win, no-fee.
Yeah.
So our fate is tied to yours. So our no-win, no-fee is a genuine no-win, no-fee. If you win, we win. If you lose, we lose.
Yeah.
You'll never owe us any money. You'll never have to pay us money if we don't win or we're unsuccessful with your case. Our fees are capped, Paul, at 20%, inclusive of VAT.
Yeah, so I need to say that.
Yeah, you'll never pay us more than
20%.
Yeah. We've done a lot of work on our fees. Our fees are actually by far the cheapest out there in the market. We wanted to give the client that balance of giving them the most amount of compensation and a fair amount, but also obviously having to still cover bills and overheads and stuff. So, do you understand those three options, Paul?
Yeah, I definitely do, yeah.
Okay. Are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Okay,
just to let you know, Paul, you have what's called a 14-day cooling off period. Anywhere up to day 14, you can rip up an agreement with us and, walk away and go pursue this however which way you want. You do have the right to waive that 14-day, Paul, and make you obviously get started on your case straight away.
Yeah. I'll just go for yours.
Okay. Are you happy to wait the 14-day cooling off period, Paul?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, buddy. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you for putting your trust in us. I will write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details, any after-hour numbers if you need me. If you're obviously struggling with your mental health or anything, please seek medical or professional help.
I'm struggling with my mental health.
Yeah. If you need a chat, give me a ring. I'm always at the other end of a call. If I can't pick it up, leave me a message. I'll ring you back.
Yeah.
But I work for you, Paul, so I'm always at the other end of a phone call to you.
Okay. Thank you so much for that, Michael.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your bravery and speaking to me. Thank you. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks so much.
Enjoy the rest of your day, buddy.
Enjoy your day, mate. Thank you very much.
Bye, mate.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye.